"What, you have a skiff?" I replied in some astonishment. "Surely, an excellent longboat, light and unsinkable, which is used for excursions and fishing trips." "But when you want to set out, don't you have to return to the surface of the sea?" "By no means. The skiff is attached to the topside of Nautilus's hull, and is set in a cavity expressly designed to receive it. It's completely ducked over, absolutely watertight, and held solidly in place by bolts. This ladder leads to a manhole cut into the Nautilus's hull, and corresponding to a comparable hole cut into the side of the skiff. I insert myself through this double opening into the longboat. My crew close up the hole belonging to the Nautilus. I close up the one belonging to the skiff, simply by screwing it into place. I undo the bolts holding the skiff to the submersible, and the longboat rises with prodigious speed to the surface of the sea. I then open the deck paneling, carefully closed until that point. I upmast and hoist sail, or I take out my oars and I go for a spin. "But how do you return to the ship?" "I don't, Professor Aronnax. The Nautilus returns to me." "At your command?" "At my command. An electric wire connects me to the ship. I fire off a telegram, and that's that." "Right," I said, tipsy from all these wonders, "nothing to it." After passing the well of the companionway that led to the platform, I saw a cabin 2 meters long in which Conseil and Ned Land, enraptured with their meal, were busy devouring it to the last crumb. Then a door opened into the galley, 3 meters long and located between the vessel's huge storage lockers.